And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Andrew Lee Vincent and Caitlin Romero, here to talk about their latest production with the Tea Sippers, and that is The Effects of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds. What a great title. That's got to win the award for one of the best titles ever for a play.
Certainly as long.
It is, but it just is very poetic sounding. You two are with the Tea Sippers. You are quite active. This is a young group made up of students in high school still. You're all teenagers. And I know you've been here a couple times this fall talking about productions and talking a little bit about the Tea Sippers. But just in a nutshell, Andrew, tell us about the Tea Sippers for some of our listeners who may not have heard this before.
We are about 3 years old, and mm-hmm. we're a group of teenagers. We are. Most of us are in high school. Mm-hmm. And about 3 years ago, we started a production called 70 Scenes of Halloween. And ever since, we've stayed together and we produce, direct, design, write sometimes all of our own productions. And we make theater. That's what we do here. So.
All right. And you all just finished a very successful run of 70 Scenes of Halloween.
Yes.
Your
ma'am.
Final production mm-hmm. of that play after doing it three times, I think. So tell us about Effects of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds. That's one of those things we learn about in high school, I think, and it's often anthologized. Mm-hmm. How did you all encounter the play? Caitlin?
I just had it on my bookshelf, and I decided to read it because, honestly, it had a nice cover, and I wanted to read it.
Was it one of the original sort of 60s-looking covers?
Yeah, yeah.
Psychedelic.
It was very. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. The play is actually centered around Tilly, which is Beatrice Hunsdorfer's daughter. And it's really about the fact that her mother verbally and emotionally abuses both of her daughters constantly. And a lot of times in society, we talk a lot about physical abuse, but there's still, people don't like to talk about emotional abuse as much, but it's prevalent thing, and it's something that needs to be talked about, so... That's what it's about. It's centered around her life.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us just a bit about the history of the play. When was it written?
It was written in, 64?
Mm-hmm.
1964.
Mm-hmm.
And it won the Pulitzer Prize for drama that year.
Right.
And it has a giant following. Nonprofit organizations and different community theaters, they love it. They love that show. And it's a beautiful show.
Mm-hmm.
Like Caitlin says, it talks about the verbal and emotional abuse of parents, and when you're a child, you don't really have much control over that. So Tilly uses her intelligence, which is higher than the rest of them in the house, to kind of cope with that. And I think we can all, I guess, relate to that in this day and age. And that's something, like Caitlin said, we don't talk about it. People don't like to talk about it. They hide it. They just kind of deal with it. They push it to the side. And with this play, you kind of get to see that, and you can relate to it easily, I guess.
Well, tell us about how they did that. You know, I mean, obviously that is a topic. It's studied, it's written about, it's expressed in films and plays and poems. But how does this play deal with it in such a way that it has remained for decades something that people reach for and look to for advice, for expression, that it won the Pulitzer? What is it about this play, how it's written, how it's set up?
It's just a classic. You see a lot about families in it. You see that it doesn't just show that she's emotionally and not physically verbally abusive to her daughters, but you also see that she does in fact love them. You get to see every different facet to her personality, and I mean, you get to see a lot about human nature. Mm-hmm. She's one of the most complex characters I've ever read about, and I think that is one of the reasons why it's such a hit, because it really shows how complex humans can be.
How many characters are in the play?
Five or six.
And the characters are what make the show. I mean, the story is beautiful too, but the characters being so intricate, so well written, it kind of just flows. Beatrice, the mother, her character, like Caitlin said, is one of the most deep characters I think I've ever read or experienced in theater. She reminds me of Miss Hannigan from Annie. She's drunk, she's a smoker, she screams, she has mood swings, she doesn't really know what she wants with her life. And then on the other hand, her two daughters have better heads on their shoulders than she does, and she's just fallen into the pit. So it's I think people follow it and they want to watch it and they want to see it. And when they hear the name, they think, ooh, that's a good show. Or, yeah, I've seen that before. Let me see that again. It can be done so many different ways. I mean, it's a family, so the situations can be thrown any which way, I guess. And the characters themselves, without giving too much away, the characters really have a hold on the audience when you actually watch and focus on it.
Well, let's talk about the two daughters. Tilly and Ruth. Well, tell us about them.
Tilly is the more timid daughter, but she's the more intelligent of the two. She's also the younger. She is the one who is, I would guess, less favored by Beatrice. And you can see that a lot throughout the play. You can see that Ruth and Beatrice are not so much friends, but they get along a lot better than Tilly and Beatrice do. And it's almost as if Tilly just, she doesn't really listen to Beatrice at this point anymore. And Ruth hangs on Beatrice's every word because she wants to be just like her. She's drawn in by her personality. And it's to me, Ruth doesn't understand, and she just doesn't understand anything. She tries to follow Beatrice because she's drawn in by the fact that one minute she could love you and the next she could tear you to pieces, really. Mm-hmm. And Tilly just shows a wise manner that, I mean, it's just beyond her years, really.
And how old are the two girls in the play?
Ruth is 16 and Tilly is 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm. Who plays the two girls?
Tilly is Gabrielle Douglas and Ruth is Monique LeBlanc.
Mm-hmm. And who plays the mother, Beatrice?
Olivia Johnson.
All right. You mentioned there are five or six characters. Who are the others in the play?
The other two characters are smaller characters, but they are written for a very specific reason. The other, the fourth character is Nanny, and she's someone that Beatrice is taking care of. She's not related to the family, but she's someone that lives in the house, and she's an elderly woman that Beatrice takes care of. And throughout the show, you see how abusive she is, even to the old lady, not caring, just very, very, very completely the opposite of what you think she would be, a caregiver or a caretaker should be to their patient. And then the other is a fellow classmate of Tilly's and Ruth's, Janice Vickery, who's played by Brandy Champagne, and Nanny's played by Sarah Robinson, excuse me. But Janice Vickery, she competes in the science fair against Tilly. And so there's this conflict there, and Janice is only in one scene, but you get to see, I think from the beginning of the show toward the middle and then going toward the end, you get stuck with these characters and you kind of forget what other people are like, because there's this feeling of abuse and mood swings and just stereotypical, a really bad household. And you get to meet Janice and she has a different way of looking at life than the rest of the family does. Mm-hmm. So it's a good balance of people and of status in the show.
I'd like to tell people that the play we're talking about is The Effects of Gamma Rays on Men and the Moon Marigolds by Paul Zindel. My guests, Andrew Lee Vinson and Caitlin Romero, are members of the Tea Sippers. It sounds like neither of you are in the play.
Mm-mm.
Are you directing?
We're directing, yes.
Both, but you're co-directing the play.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How has that been?
I mean, we always co-direct together. Yeah. It's something we always do. We just work really well together, we found. And mm-hmm. So it's just something that happens, I would say, naturally.
Do you compliment each other? Or
I'd certainly say so.
I think so, definitely. Mm-hmm. She has some extremely strong points that I would overlook very easily and vice versa. It's it works really well, and I think that's something we treasure, because it's not easy to do that. Mm-hmm. Two people clashing heads when one has a certain vision, the other has a different vision, and
but our visions more often than not line up. Mm-hmm. Almost exactly. So
right, yeah. I mean, there have been a few times where we've kind of said, well, maybe let's go this way with it, and we've tried different things and that. But that's just how we compromise and work together, and it works really well. I mean, we're best friends, so that kind of thing. Can be dangerous, but at the same time, it's very exciting to see what we come up with.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Can work really well. So, how are you directing this play? You know, obviously, it's been put on for decades now. Have you seen it produced professionally? Are you following a particular style? How are you interpreting this?
I think that mostly this play is meant to be more dramatic than I'm playing it out to be. I'm trying to find some comedic relief in some of the smaller characters, like Janice and Nanny. Whereas I think other people would not, but I myself find comedy in things that maybe other people would not find comedy in, and that's the direction I'm trying to take it in, mm-hmm. Besides the normal dramatic tone to it, so.
A style that Caitlin and I really, really love to work with is, even if we have seen productions of the plays we produce or in direct, which with the effects of gamma rays, we have not seen any. We've never seen anything. There's a film we haven't watched, all that sorts of stuff. We like to take it and redefine it completely. It wouldn't be art if we were, you know, copying it. So we like to take it and show the audience the way we view it or the way that our cast views it, because that's a really big thing when it comes to the style of our directing, is we really do allow the cast to have their input. You know, a director can come up there and say, look, okay, do this because of this, but the actor may not agree with it, and it looks fake, it looks staged if the actors don't believe it.
If you just tell them what to do, they're not going to feel it. They have to feel it themselves, or they're not going to get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about your actors. Are they, again, we mentioned the Tea Sippers are a group of high school students. Mm-hmm. How old are your actors? What years are they in high school?
They range between, Gabby's 15, so 15 to 17, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. 18?
No, Olivia's 18.
18, so yeah. 15 to 18, mm-hmm. so.
And how have they helped you in your directing? What kinds of interpretations have they brought to this play that have been most helpful to you?
I certainly think that along with the comedic relief, I mean, while you're acting, you find a lot of times that the more you do something, you find little moments that you can just really play off on. And that's, I mean, while we're rehearsing, they just say, hey, this might be nice here. And I take it because it's good. Like, they have great suggestions, and there's no reason not to take them. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the title, too. The effects of gamma rays on men in the moon marigolds. You mentioned a science fair, so that's what that's referring to.
Mm-hmm.
For those people in our audience who have not seen it or read the play, why is that so crucial, the science fair? How does that play into the action of the play?
I actually, as important as it is, I would not say that it's one of the more vital points. I think really that it's put in there just as a catalyst so that you can see some changes in Beatrice and her daughters
right.
throughout the play.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just there to help move the play along, I think.
I mean, the biggest thing that Tilly gets out of, the biggest joy she gets out of life is
science.
You know, science, her flowers, her plants that she's doing. And Beatrice, throughout the show, you know, doesn't want her to go to school, would rather her stay home and clean, doesn't want her to, you know, plant her stupid plants, wants her to do something completely something different. And that's what she loves. So I think the title is definitely ironic. I think the effect of gamma rays, which would be Beatrice, on Man in the Moon Marigolds, which would be mm-hmm. Tilly. I think that mm-hmm. shows, you know, the effects of parents on their children and how you raise them, the life that they spend together. And
we're kind of all a science experiment.
Exactly.
Right? Depending upon the variables.
Sure.
When does the play open?
It opens this Friday and Saturday, and then it runs next weekend as well, all at 7:30 at Cité des Arts.
All right, so we have two weekends to see the play.
Yes, ma'am.
This Friday and Saturday. It's at Cité in the main theater?
No, it is in the Backspace, actually.
Okay. And describe the Backspace for those people who have not attended a production there.
I actually really like the Backspace. Mm-hmm. Before it was a very open place, but now it's more of like a little cove. A little alcove, I'd say, and there's just a really intimate setting about it that for this play I think certainly adds to the tone, and it's just really nice. It's a really nice intimate area.
Mm-hmm. How many audience members does it hold?
I think it can fit up over
50.
Maybe a little bit over 50. Jim Phillips and Christy Lechte, the two program directors at Cité, they've really created this nice feng shui feel mm-hmm. that the Backspace has. The Backspace is not extremely old. I know the guy who built it, but the stage for it. But as we've worked on it, this will be our second show doing mm-hmm. on the Backspace. We've grown to love it and work with it because it's really good. I mean, we've worked both stages, and they both have their ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little smaller, but it works really well for this, considering this show's very intimate, very personal.
Right, with so few characters, and mm-hmm. there's really just a lot about their relationships. There's not a lot of action
mm-hmm.
in that play.
Correct.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Andrew Lee Vinson and Caitlin Romero, both students at Lafayette High School, also founding members of the Tea Sippers. It's a youth theater group, and they are producing the effects of gamma rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds, opening this Friday at Cité des Arts. Do you think people should reserve their tickets ahead of time, or can they get them at the door?
You can get them at the door, mm-hmm. but I would suggest you get them ahead of time. I think it's always a good idea.
Mm-hmm. You can get tickets on at www.citedesarts.org, or you can buy them at the door. And then Cité's number is 291-1122.
All right. And I know that for other productions, you all have created a Facebook page. Do you have one for effects of gamma rays?
It is called The Effect of Gamma Rays on Man on the Moon Marigolds, not effects.
All right.
I think I made a mistake on my part there, but...
On the Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, so just the effect.
The effect. One big effect of gamma rays on men in the moon marigolds. And so just search for that and you'll find the Facebook page and people can gather more information, see pictures, I guess, there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just put some pictures up of rehearsals that I think came out very nice. So you can see a preview there and you can learn all about the prices. It's $10 for adults and it's at 7:30.
All right. So the schedule is there. More information about the play and the tea sippers as well. Do y'all have your own Facebook page, or I'll just put one up each for each production?
We have our group page. Well, not a group page, a public page that people can join and like us. The Tea Sippers Theater Company.
Okay. So for more information about the Tea Sippers, you can find their Facebook page as well. Again, my guests, Andrew Lee Vincent, Caitlin Romero. Thanks for your work and inspiration, I'm sure, to many students and those of us around here who love theater and are so happy to see that generations are continuing to love it and enrich us all. That's opening this Friday and will run for 2 weekends at Cité des Arts, The Effects of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds, produced by the Tea Sippers. Thank you all both.
Thank you.